It's the 16th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Recently submitted plans by 2020 Developments Luton Limited will reroute the River Lee on land close to Luton train station to enable the area's redevelopment. If approved by Luton Borough Council, Luton Town Football Club's new 20,000-seat Power Court Stadium will be constructed on 2 acres of the site. The remaining 17 acres will be transformed with up to 1,200 new homes, along with spaces for community, retail, leisure and entertainment activities. Also involved in the process is professional services company WSP. The director, Sean McGarrath, said works are necessary to the River Lee to ensure commercial and residential developments can progress. Cream's Cafe in Bedford will be giving away one free scoop of ice cream per person beginning tomorrow at noon in celebration of the eatery's 16th anniversary. There will also be a free photo booth, face painting and balloons at the family-friendly event. An official complaint will be made to Bedford Borough Council by the Bedfordshire Football Association regarding the handling of Real Bedford Football Club's new lease at McMullen Park. The Bedfordshire FA has been a part of the ongoing negotiation process, which it says now requires the involvement of Bedford Borough's monitoring officer to address issues of mismanagement. The current lease expires in 2 years, and the dialogue breakdown means a renewal is far from being signed. Gavin Reynolds, who has been running J.W. Baxter Butchers for almost a quarter of a century, set out to enter the Guinness Book of World Records. The Clifton Butcher succeeded, making 83 Lincolnshire sausages in 1 minute, surpassing the previous record by 5. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.